Welcome to the Sadler Lectures podcast. Responding to popular demand, I'm converting my philosophy videos into sound files you can listen to anywhere you can take an MP3. If you like what you hear and want to support my work, go to patreon.com/sadler. I hope you enjoy this lecture. One of the key points that Immanuel Kant wants to make in his Prolegomena to Any Future Metaphysics, specifically in the preamble on the peculiarities of all metaphysical cognition, has to do with the kind of judgments and cognitions and propositions that metaphysics proper is going to be concerned with. Metaphysics understood as an actual science, and what he's going to do is make a distinction between analytic and synthetic, and then say that, properly speaking, metaphysical judgments or statements or cognitions are going to be synthetic. And this is occurring in a sub-discussion in number 3 in the second part of this preamble. So first we should start out by thinking about, well, what are synthetic judgments? Kant calls them ampliative. He also says that they increase, the vergrößern, the given cognition. What it is that we know? And so the word Erkenntnis can mean cognition. It can also mean knowledge. And this is going to be a really critical point that is getting made several times throughout this preamble. If metaphysics is actually going to be a science, a Wissenschaft, which Kant is quite clear, at the point that he's writing, it isn't. Right? This is a prolegomena to not only a future metaphysics, but a possible metaphysics, a real metaphysics. If that's going to occur, metaphysics is going to have to be able to advance, to add something to our stock of knowledge about things. It cannot be a merely analytic activity, just unpacking what's already there. So Kant will talk about synthetic judgments as containing in the predicate something that is not there in the subject. Now, what does this mean? We don't use these terms all that frequently. The subject is what something is being said about, and the predicate is what is being said about it. So if I say this tie is blue, tie is a subject, this tie rather, and is blue is the predicate. Some people want to say that is a copula. That's fine, right? Doesn't really matter that much. Is blue is something that is adding to the meaning, to the concept, we could say, of this tie. And this is an empirical judgment, right? Which Kant says are all a posteriori. They're all, you know, synthetic. Great. That's fine. Now, what about metaphysical judgments? He is going to give us an example of this. Actually, both analytic and synthetic. So let's look at the one that he says first. All bodies are extended. He says, listen, when I do this, you might not have realized that to be a body means to have extension or to be extended in space, but that's what it means to be a body. So the predicate is extended, is contained in the subject. This is an analytic judgment. We can clarify things, but we're not adding anything new, our stock of knowledge about matters. If we look at another one, some bodies have weight. Okay, this is actually adding something. Now, this is not a metaphysical judgment per se. This is more a judgment in physics, right? Or natural science, however you want to understand it. But it is a great example of a synthetic judgment. Mathematical judgment, in large part, will also be considered to be synthetic as well. But we're going to talk about those separately. And Kant is going to tell us in this more general discussion that, you know, there are synthetic a posteriori judgments of empirical origin, putting them aside for the moment. There are also others which are certain a priori. We can, you know, say they are correct without having to make any reference to any experience whatsoever. And these spring, he says, from pure understanding and reason. These two absolutely central faculties in Kant's understanding of the human mind, right? Understanding is a lower faculty than reason, but they're both being used in these cases. And he says that where do these actually arise from? They can't spring from the principle of analysis, namely the principle of contradiction or non-contradiction alone, but require a quite different principle. And we're not actually going to get that in this part of the book, but we do get that we have some synthetic judgments a priori. Now, when he turns to talking about metaphysical judgments, and again, Kant will somewhat interchangeably talk about judgments, propositions, and cognitions. So the metaphysical, let's just say, as such, or the German term here is Eigentlich, which is translated as properly so-called, authentically, genuinely, we could say, right? So properly called metaphysical judgments, according to Kant, are in fact all synthetic. What does this mean? Well, not only is the predicate not contained in the subject, but if they're actually correct, we're learning something in the process by forming these judgments, by expressing these judgments. So metaphysics can advance, can make progress as a science, not just by engaging in analysis, but by adding bit by bit by bit to our stock of knowledge of the a priori, things that can be known a priori, synthetically, right? Now, that doesn't mean that every single thing that we typically call metaphysics qualifies as synthetic. There are going to be some things that are actually analytic, and he says that these are those that belong to gehörige von eigentlich, like they belong to genuine or properly so-called metaphysical judgments, many of which, not all of which, interestingly, but many of which are analytic. And what do these do? These, as he says, afford us a means to metaphysical judgments proper. So he'll give us, you know, some examples of this. He says, if there's concepts belonging to metaphysics, for example, that of substance, one that Kant refers to quite a bit, the judgments springing from simple analysis of them also belong to metaphysics. For example, substance is that which only exists as subject, etc. By means of several such analytic judgments, we seek to arrive at the definition of a concept. So analytic judgments are okay. They help us to clarify, but they don't add anything new. They don't help us advance in metaphysics, right? And he says that the judgment that all the substance and things is permanent, that is a synthetic and properly metaphysical judgment. So this is a great case. What's going on there? Saying that substances are permanent or lasting, right? That is adding something new to this concept of substance that we're using. If it's actually true, then we are making some progress by figuring this out. Kant is going to be very careful about what constitutes making progress. All of these synthetic a priori judgments or cognitions or propositions, they need to be grounded on something. You can't just like look around and think to yourself, I'm going to come up with some synthetic a priori judgments. No, you've got to actually have some sort of basis. And he's going to consider one potential basis, and this is in section 4. And he talks about what gets called the principle of sufficient reason, in German Satz des Zureichenden, des Grundes. And this is the idea, and it was formulated, for example, by Leibniz, that in the case of things that we can't base on non-contradiction, there has to be some sufficient reason or grounding, foundation, cause for why they are the way that they are. And Kant points out, hey, this is a synthetic a priori judgment. We don't actually know if it's true or not. People are certainly using it. He says that when you point to synthetic judgments like the principles of sufficient reason, which you've never proved as you ought to from pure reason a priori, you lapse when you try to use them for your principal purpose into inadmissible and uncertain assertions. And this is how we get to bad metaphysics, metaphysics that doesn't really deserve the name or title, right? And so what does Kant actually want to do? What does he say that he's done in the Critique of Pure Reason? He's afforded to us the possibility of making, you know, reliable, lasting progress by means of synthetic judgments about the metaphysical matters that are all a priori. So this is, you know, an important little discussion. The propositions that form the science to be of metaphysics, some of them can be analytic. They're little helpers, but the real core of it is going to be synthetic a priori judgments that constitute the advances in this science of metaphysics.
Special thanks to all of my Patreon supporters for making this podcast possible. You can find me on Twitter at Philosopher70, on YouTube at the Gregory B. Sadler channel, and on Facebook on the Gregory B. Sadler page. Once again, to support my work, go to patreon.com/sadler. Above all, keep studying these great philosophical works.